This episode of the Consulting Pipeline podcast is brought to you by me, Philip Morgan. I would love for you to go over to a website called trustvelocity.com. That's the URL, trustvelocity.com, and check it out. It's a simple table of 46 lead generation techniques profiled based on how effective they are at generating trust. Check it out if you're interested in thinking a little more deeply about how you generate leads and coming up with a strategy that might be a little better aligned with your ultimate goal, which I think is to build trust with potential clients. I'll never forget this time that I went to see a snake oil salesman in real life. This was about a decade ago in Portland, Oregon. My wife at the time had kind of gotten into this guy named James Arthur Ray. Not in that way, but, you know, she was paying attention to his stuff and thought that what he was saying was pretty interesting. And I think James Arthur Ray might be best described as a hybrid motivational speaker, something like a minor league Tony Robbins. Maybe a coach, maybe wealth guru would be the right way to think about it. If you go to look at his website today, you'll see a sort of standard, thought leader-y type website or guru type website. So you got a picture of him looking very, I think he's trying to look very wise and penetrating eyes, that kind of thing. He's got a sort of abstract looking Zen sort of logo. And he says on the top of his website, "I believe there is greatness within you. Let me help you share it with the world." And there's a call to action video to, or a call to action button to watch some kind of video. Now, if you Google James Arthur Ray, you will also find some other things, which are from his trial, mugshots, and the crime scene, where he was at least partly responsible, and honestly, probably mostly responsible for the death of three people in a sweat lodge ceremony in 2009. So if you Google James Arthur Ray, you'll see quite the array of interesting photos from his past. And when my ex-wife and I went to see him, James Arthur Ray used one of the lead generation techniques I talk about in TrustVelocity.com. He used live educational events. And in reality, these can be excellent ways to generate leads and build trust at the same time. In fact, I was talking last week with a previous client, a guy who was in my accelerator program for a while, and he's starting to use basically live teaching as a form of lead generation for his business, which is in the space of digital strategy. So James Arthur Ray would advertise these free seminars that anyone could attend. He'd rent a conference room at a hotel, set up some chairs, a stage, a sound system, and then, as I can attest from the event my ex-wife and I attended in Portland, things got freaky. About halfway into the event, Ray dropped the most bizarre, high-pressure call to action that I have ever witnessed on the audience. Now, of course, he'd been building to this point from the very beginning of his act. He'd been talking about how you have to take risks to create wealth, blah, blah, blah. Then suddenly, I guess that roadie is the right word for it. His roadie dropped the room lights, so everything went dark, and started blasting this loud techno music. Imagine if you could somehow combine a Pentecostal preacher, an auctioneer, and Sam Kinison into one person, lock them in a basement for 6 hours while giving them an IV drip of espresso. James Arthur Ray turned into that person for about 3 minutes, and he screamed at the audience, "Take out your checkbook and write a check for $1,000 right now. Do it! Write that check if you believe in your future earning potential." And he went on and on like that for what seemed to me, sitting in the audience with like my jaw dropping, it just seemed like an eternity. My ex and I hightailed that out of there as soon as possible after that point, and we basically had to force our way past the person who was at the door, standing at the door specifically to try to talk us into staying longer. Now, I know in your lead generation efforts, you're not going to do that. You're much smarter. You're much, much better than that. But my point is to reinforce the idea that some lead generation techniques build trust and some don't. And some, in fact, can reduce trust if you mishandle them. As loyal reader Jonathan pointed out in a response to one of my emails, everyone knows how to increase the quantity of leads, but few know how to increase the quality of leads. So find out how you can get higher quality leads at trustvelocity.com.